How can you understand that whatever is coming to us is because of the weakness of our heart? And how can we overcome it? See, it is not that whatever is happening is because of our weakness of heart. It is our inability to respond appropriately is because of the weakness of our heart. It is not that the Kauravas' aggression, the Kauravas' hatefulness was because of Arjuna's weakness of heart. That was because of their own evil character. So it's not that what is happening to us is because of our weakness. It is our inability to respond to it that is our weakness. So that weakness we can overcome if we just open ourselves. Sometimes we think faith refers to certainty. Now, if I have faith in Krishna, I have confidence that Krishna will protect me. Faith means things are like this. You know, Krishna is God and that is the reality. So faith has one aspect of certainty. But faith also has another aspect. Faith is openness to possibility. Openness to possibility means that we understand that Krishna can help in many different ways. So let me be open to answers. So weakness means we think this is the problem and this is the solution, but this solution is not working, so I'm helpless. That is the weakness. But if we are, there is openness to possibility. Okay, this is the problem. I need a solution. I think this is the solution. But if this is not, Krishna, there is some other solution. Whatever is your plan, help me. So sometimes, you know, we may be hungry and we go to an orchard, a place where the fruits are cultivated, and then we see a mango tree and we start shaking the mango tree. Oh, Krishna, please let a mango fall. I'm hungry. And we keep shaking. And a mango doesn't fall. And then you keep shaking and you get frustrated, why is mango not falling? But in the meanwhile, from the neighboring tree, an apple has fallen. Now, if I'm too caught, why is that mango not falling? I miss out on seeing that the apple has already fallen without my doing anything. So, see, there is a desire and there is a need. That need is hunger. I need food. I had a specific desire. I want a mango. Now the mango did not come, but the apple came and the basic need was served. So like that, sometimes we may face a problem, we may have a need. And if we, the weakness of heart is basically, we become attached to one particular solution alone. And think, you know, this has to work this way. But if you just become open to possibility, Krishna, now, this is what I think is a solution, but if this is not, please guide me what is the solution. Then we will find that Krishna can answer our prayers. Krishna can help us in many different ways. Very different from what we might have thought. So therefore, that by shifting our focus from one particular solution or even one particular problem, simply from that we shift the focus to serving Krishna. Then we'll find that that weakness which is overwhelming us, we can overcome it. Because basically weakness comes when we feel as if we are powerless. See, whenever we feel there's nothing in my control, then I lose heart. What can I do? But if I feel there's something in my control, this is something which I can do. And then that gives us some strength. So we can always surrender to Krishna. We can always take shelter of Krishna. We can always do something to serve Krishna. That way, we can overcome the weakness of heart. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Thank you, Arachi. Any other questions? Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.